Thank you for contacting customer support. This is Janessa speaking. May I have your zip code to access your account, please?
16460 4169.
Okay, that zip code was 16049.
Oh, I'm sorry. 16438.
16438.
Yes, I'm sorry.
That's okay. All right, your first and last name, please, sir.
Jeff Greiner.
All right, 16438. Let's see here. All right, and can you verify your address for me, please, sir?
It's 10217 Route 6, Union City, PA, 16438.
All right, let's take a look. Looks like there was an order for, let's see here, wireless earbuds, a warranty. Looks like two pair of wireless earbuds and a warranty. Yeah, two pair of earbuds and a warranty, looks like, is what was ordered on April the 19th. Yes, sir.
That's not what I have, and that's not what I had ordered, but let me tell you my situation, and then we'll try to see what we can do.
Okay.
I was online. I saw the offer. I'm stupid. I don't read through things. And I was like, oh, they're giving these things away for cheap. All right, fine. And I put in an order for the earbuds and the watch. Some Fit watch.
Okay.
And I got to the end of it, put all the information through, got to the end of it, and went, oh, shit, after I'd already hit the button for send it. I was like, this is only a 14-day trial. No wonder it's so cheap. That's my fault. I called back, and I was like, immediately after, and I called the number, and I spoke to a woman. I couldn't tell you what her name was. I couldn't even tell you exactly what was going on with the phone call, but she said that it was going to cost me $9.99 to cancel the order. And I said, you know what, that's a fair thing because it's going to be like hundreds of dollars if I don't, and I don't have that kind of money. And she said, all right. Well, I've been away from my house for a while, and I just checked my mailbox, and I have a package that has the earbuds and the watch in it. So it never got canceled, but I got hit through the $9.99.
Okay, so I see all of that here.
Okay.
So what we're going to do is, let me take a look over here. And so you received the product already. No worries. Give me one moment, okay? One moment. Hello, sir.
Yes.
All right. So what we're going to do is here, because
One second, please.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, I thought I heard somebody at the door.
Oh, no, that's okay. Okay, right. So what we're going to do, because there's an error on our end, we're going to refund you those shipping charges, the $18.94 and the $5.97.
Oh.
And you can just enjoy that product. I mean, your account is canceled.
Hang on a sec.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make sure that I'm hearing this.
Yes, sir.
You're going to refund me the money for it.
Yes, sir.
And then I'm just going to keep this stuff anyway?
Yes, sir, because you called to cancel the day you placed the order. And so if it had been canceled out completely the day you placed the order, you would not have received those products.
Okay.
So because it wasn't canceled out and you got those products shipped out to you anyway, there was a cancellation that was supposed to be processed the day you placed the order. So we have to give you have to issue a refund here. So you can keep those products. Let's make sure. All right, so let me go in here and refund those $18.94. Okay, that's refunded, and $5.97.
I do want to be honest about this. The only thing I'm seeing on this packing slip is just the $5.97 for the earbuds and then the $5.97 for the watch. So I'm not sure where you're getting the 18 something.
Well, that's because it's a warranty. So it doesn't show that because it's not included in the box. The warranty is $12.97. Which brings the $12.97 and the watch $5.97 to that $18.94.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm not trying to be dense. This is horribly confusing to me because I'm not used to calling up someplace and saying there's been a mistake and them saying, oh, no, we're going to refund you and you can just go ahead and keep stuff.
Well, yeah, because you had canceled already. So if it had been put in like you requested on the day you place the order and cancel, then those products wouldn't have been sent out. You would have already been refunded your money by then, because the order was supposed to be canceled out.
Right.
But since it didn't cancel out and you were never refunded, it still sent you those products. So we're going to make it right.
Well, I don't usually say this when I call into some place. That's actually really, really nice.
Yeah, we got to make up for the mistakes that we do. So
well, and I don't mean to further keep on this, but are you sure? Because
I can
send them back just as easily.
Well, no, it'll cost you to ship those back. So why pay for something? Yeah. Because you have to get the tracking number and things like that. So that's paid shipping. So, yeah, it's okay. And I'm going to provide you with a cancellation number as well.
Why is there never a pen that works around when you...
Of course, that's all the time.
Have you ever noticed that one, or is that just...
Yeah, nope, it's me too. Pen, marker, pencil, they break.
Yeah, if it's a pencil, it either doesn't have lead in it or it just broke. If it's an eraser, you can't find one, but you got 17 sharp pencils. It's either out or flooded.
It's always something.
We could be here all day.
Oh, yes. Okay, let's get that cancellation. Okay, that cancellation number is 238.
238-01-01.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right, and so I'm going to notate this here about cancellation. Stated he had canceled. The order was placed. All right, sir. So this account has been canceled out. Okay. You will not be receive any more billing or receive any other product. And you should see the refund of $18.97 and $5.97 back into your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Cool. I'm sorry, I'm still trying to process the whole thing. I've been kind of having a shitty day today, so this was a little bright ray of sunshine.
Well, yes. Yeah, see, look at there.
What is your name, if I may ask?
My name is Janessa.
Janessa?
Yes.
You're a wonderful person.
Well, thank you, sir.
I both 1,000 blessings upon you and yours.
Well, thank you so much. And I do thank you for contacting customer support, sir. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
You know what? And I hope that the rest of your day goes even better.
Thank you.
You take care.
You too. Bye-bye.